We've been looking at seven evil spirits from Deuteronomy 7, 1 and 2. And we're looking at the Amorites. And I'm going to go through and just spend maybe 5 minutes in review. The Amorites, their meaning means mountain people and renowned. Mountain people and renowned. It's a spirit of self-exaltation. It comes from the word to utter, to say. Implies people who want their name mentioned. They are fame seekers. Wants glory and greatness. Now, there's descendants of the Amorites. I see them every day. They dominate. That's what they want to do. They want to control. We'll talk about that in detail here in a few minutes. Mountains dominate landscape. You can't miss a gigantic mountain in front of you. Snow cap, we understand that. People who like to dominate, rule over others, imposing their large presence. Matthew chapter 17, 19 and 20. Mountains are not just big problems, but high-ranking principalities in high places. In Matthew 17, the disciples came and said, "Hey, Master, we have some problems. We got some difficulties here. We cannot cast out the spirit that we're dealing with." And Jesus helped them, and I'll tell you how in a moment. See, faith activates potential. Faith activates potential. Now, Jesus encountered this situation because the disciples said, "Hey, we can't do anything." All right? Keep that in mind. Now, there's seven names in Hebrew along and goes with the word king, K-N-G. Now, what is interesting, Deuteronomy 7:1 talks about these different individual groups. If you look it up in your commentaries, lexicons, word studies, whatever, you'll discover that there's 23 references in the Word of God that the Amorite king is mentioned. There's two references in the Word of God where the Amorite and Canaanite kings are mentioned. There's three mentions in the Word of God of the Amorite kings. There's three of the Hittite kings. There's one of all the other nations except the Gershites. Now, notice this. 23 mentions in the Word of God about the Amorite king. That's think of the mountain. Think of the mountain. The kingship is in the Amorites is dominated by them. The Amorite spirit linked to earthly kings to interfere with his kingship. And that's what happened. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing the kingship and the kingdom of God being attacked by the Amorites' spirit. Now, in Acts chapter 4, 17 through 20, Amorites try to stop the people who disobey their commands and listen to God's commanding word. Now, the Amorites work very closely with the Jebusites. The Jebusites. Now, when Jesus encountered the disciples and they said, "We can't throw this spirit out," Jesus made a statement that most people relate to problems, and they can, that's all right. Jesus said, "If you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done." Right? Mountains are not only your headache and the problem financially you face, but mountains are demonic spirits because that's what Jesus was dealing with. If you look up the page, you'll see, "We can't throw this demon out. How come?" And Jesus immediately says, "You can say unto the mountain, be thou removed." that mountain he was talking about, demonic activity. Now it can be applied to other things. I'm not saying it can't be, but that's the context. He's talking to the disciples about mountains. Who is the mountain spirit? The Amalekites. The Amalekites. Now, the Amalekites work with the Jebusites. The Jebusites are thrashers. They're the right-hand men of the Amalekites. They're the enforcers. They're the police department. They deal with Amalekite law and command. Now, in John 18, 19 through 23, Jesus is in front of the high priest, who has legislative spiritual authority. And it was never questioned the high priest. So Jesus questions and challenges the high priest in verse 21. Immediately, an officer strikes Jesus with the palm of his hand. Keep that in mind. We're going to talk about that in a few moments. How dare you question the Amalekite kingly order? Now, the officer of the court has the Jebusite spirit. The high priest has the Amalekite spirit. The domination. That's what they did over religious people. Now, remember this. The high priest was not a religious figure, even though he is supposed to be. That position was bought. You buy the high priest's thought. It's like we spend as much money as we can to get into office. We buy it. We raise the money and buy it. Well, this particular high priest, his father was the high priest before him. And his father gained a lot of money. I wonder where all the money came from, huh? Where'd all the money came from? And he went to Rome. He went to the Roman Caesars. They went to the Roman governors. And he would say, here's X amount of using our terms, dollars, I want my son to become the high priest. And they would buy the position. So it had nothing to do with quote-unquote spiritual things at all. It was a sellout. The high priest in that day was extremely corrupt for generations and generations. Now, the Amalekite spirit manifests itself, and it rears up, and it holds position that was established by God. High priesthood was established by God. But the high priest at that moment was in a position that should have been under the anointing of God, but it wasn't. It was bought and sold. It was corrupt. Sound familiar? You can read about that in John 18, 19 and Leviticus chapter 21, verse 10. See, it should have been promoting the God's kingdom, but it wasn't. That's why the high priest and company was so anti-Jesus, because Jesus came with God's kingdom in mind, and the high priest and their cohorts had a earthly thought in mind. Now, let's look at a scripture. I'm going to deal with something that we really have to understand. And we normally look at this, okay, he hit Jesus with the palm of his hand. You know how spiritual and scriptural that is? No. Okay, let's find out. Now, the palms of the hands are the soles of the feet to bend down, to bend over, bend your hands. That's what happened. So the moment Jesus said, hey, you're the high priest, what about it? He challenged the authority of the Amalekites. What happens when that authorities challenge? Immediate retaliation. Don't you see that, what's going on in our world right now? Immediate backlash. Instantaneous. Instantaneous backlash. You challenge the high priest? Yeah, because he was corrupt and he smacked Jesus. The Jebusite smacked Jesus because he challenged the high priest who was corrupt. Don't you see that going on in our world today? Don't you see that going on in the world? We'll slap these Christians down. How dare they challenge abortion? How dare they challenge your authority? How dare they do this? How dare they challenge that? That's what you're seeing. You're watching that live and in Technicolor this week in Chicago. How dare they go against abortion? How shall they do that? That's what you're seeing. Now, they want their commands on the mountaintop so the underlings obey. Jesus at that moment in their thinking was the nobody. So when the priest tore his coat away, got angry with quote-unquote blasphemy, so he tears his coat away. The Bible says, do not allow the high priest to tear his clothes. That is a passage of scripture. And the moment the tearing of the clothes, what happened there is that the high priest is no longer in his office. Why? Because there was going to be a change of the guard. Jesus becomes the great high priest. Now, the hand of the palm. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 25 and look at verse 11. Okay? Now look at this. When men strive together one with another, and the wife of the one draweth near to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smiteth him, palm of hand, and putteth forth her hand and taketh him by the secrets. We know what that is. 12. Then shall thou cut off her hand, and the eye not pity her. Cut off the palm. Now, what are you talking about? Spiritually, the Jebusites are enforcing the Amorites' control. What does the Bible say about that? It just told you. When they attack, when they go against, when they come against, the Jebusites are the enforcers. Now, let's go over to a New Testament. Somebody says, wait a minute, that's Old Testament stuff. Okay, good. Let's go back to John 18 and look at verse 19 again. All right? I want you to see this. John 18, 19 says, the high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples of his doctrine, of the teaching. What are you doing? The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples of his doctrine. Okay? Now, in contrast and comparison between what I read to you a moment ago in Deuteronomy 25, 11, and 12, the high priest is the husband. In that passage, the high priest is the husband. The wife is the officer. So the high priest is the Amalekite, the officer, the Jebusite. In Deuteronomy 25, verse 11, it's the husband that's in argument with another, and the officer is the wife. Now, the one that was fighting the other guy was the man. Talks about, look at it again. I'm going to do this slow. When men strive together one with another, and the wife of the one draweth near to deliver her husband out of the hand of him that smiteth him. Okay, now, the wife attacks the other guy. Right? That was her offense. She grabs hold of the guy in the wrong place. Now, in this passage, over in John, the husband's the high priest, the wife's the officer, and the other man is Jesus. That's right. Look at verse 11 again. The secrets is the man's private parts, right? We know that. We got to be honest. That which provoketh shame. to put to shame. What was happening to Jesus? They were putting Jesus to what? Shame. That's what they were doing. The high priest, Amalekite, the Jebusite, the officer, what are they doing? Put Jesus to shame. How dare? How dare? How dare you do that? How dare? How dare? See, by striking Jesus with the palm of his hand, he said, "Answerest thou the high priest so?" That's verse 22 of John 18. Shame, shame, shame. Now, the Jebusite spirit strikes out at the believers to provoke shame, to humiliate them. You see? They treated Jesus like a nobody. That's exactly what happened. And that's what's going on right now. You Christians out there, you Christians out there, you're nobodies. How dare you come here? See, the high priest was somebody, and Jesus was a nobody. See, Jesus was not a Levite, so he could not hold the office of the high priest. That's right, he was from Judah. He's a tribe of Judah. He wasn't a Levite. The priest had to be Levites, the Levitical order, the Kohens. See? And so that conflict's going on. You're a nobody. You're nothing. You're nothing. We can hit you because you're nobody. But how dare you question the high priest? Are you hearing that lately? You hearing that in speeches? Hearing that? How dare you come against us? See here, it's a Jebusite, Amorite spirit. That's what's happening in Israel. How dare you attack us? How dare you come against us? I saw an interview yesterday of an individual standing outside the Chicago arena, and a news person said, and they were going for Palestine, they're going for had a Hamas flag. Now, is that not Amalekite? Had an Hamas flag, and he said, "Well, what about October 7th? And the guy got so angry, faced her red, said, "There is no October 7th. What about it?" You see? That's a Jebusite, Amorite spirit in operation. Now, Jesus was just a preacher. We know better, but that's what he was. That's what he was. Because in John chapter 7, verse 52 says, they answered and said to him, "Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee riseth no prophet." See, that's what they thought. He's just a guy. He's just talking. He's not a prophet. And John 18, 22, it says, "And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the Holy Spirit so?" Or, "You're just a preacher. You're a nobody." See, and it was a matter of who was really greater here, the high priest or you? He has bought this position. He has money. He has influence. He influences everybody. Isn't that right? High priest was the highest ranking officer that the Jews had. Highest ranking officer. High priest was it. Number one. Top of the ladder. Mountain of authority. Now, who is really greater here, Jesus? Because you absolutely question him? How dare you do that? Now, let's go back to the roles. Man's a spirit and woman's a soul. That's why the husband and wife team is so important in the spiritual realm. So important. So important. When you look how things work, how things function. Because we know Galatians 3:28 that the Lord said, here's the order of the home. It tells us that. In Luke chapter number 20, verse 34 says this. And Jesus said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage. 35. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain the world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. That's interesting. That's what's going to happen in heavenlies. And then 36. Neither shall they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. So these are spiritual authority working right there. Remember, the Jebusites slapped Jesus. The Amalekite high priest. Now, back in what we mentioned a few moments ago, back in the 25th chapter, 11th verse, the wife attacks the man that is in opposition to her husband. And he is disagreeing. The wife comes to the rescue, targets the other man, and grabs hold of his manhood, basically. See, the spiritual authority is so important. Spiritual authority is so important. Now, I'm going to get into somebody here is going to get awfully mad at me. And I'm going on thin ice. That's okay. It needs to be said. Pastors beat down churches. I know of some that beat down churches. Submissive souls, a spiritual authority, unconditional faithfulness, sovereign will must be fulfilled. And Amorite pastors help Jebusite offense. They just do. Somebody said, I'm not listening to that. That's fine. It's your choice. You have to have my approval. And if you rebel against me, I will really take you to task. And I'm the only one that can hear from God. Nobody else but me. So, let me be your king. Wow, absolutely true. And we have, by the help of the Lord and Grace Point Ministries, delivered people from abusive spiritual abuse over pastors that just can walk up to them and say, write me $1,000 check. That's right. And that person writes them $1,000 check and hands them the $1,000 because it was commanded. Go here. Go there. You do what I say. Buy me a new car. That's spiritual abuse. Well, I don't like you anymore. See, again, we're talking about the palm. Go to 2 Chronicles 32:11. Thus not Hezekiah persuades you to give over yourselves to die by famine and by thirst, saying, the Lord our God shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of where? Assyria. Palm of hand is hollow. It's the innermost part of the hand, right? The palm is the innermost part of the ham. It's where things are grasped, where we grab hold of things and control something. John 18, verse 22. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Answer thou the high priest." So, control. We're going to control you, Jesus of Nazareth. We control you. Slap. Why'd you hit me for? Why'd you slap at me? Why are you smiting me? I've spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. You see, I've told you the truth. And you want to hear it. If I've done evil, where is the evil? It's made for total control. That's what you, don't you see that? I hope you do. I think you do. Look what's going on in our political arena. It's total control. That's the issue. We want power. We want control. That's the Jebusite spirit. Jeremiah 15, 21 says, "And I'll deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I'll redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible." Wicked equals terrible. That's what it says. "I'll deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I'll redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible." It's exactly what's going on. The terrible puts fear to oppress. The Amorites oppress. They create fear. They operate in dread. They oppose anything that is in opposition to them. And that's where we see this. Oh, Israel can't do that. Who do they think they are doing that? How dare they say that? How dare they do that? That's the Amalekites. And we will wipe them off the face of the earth. That's the Jebusites. Understand what's going on in the world? Understand what's happening here? We better.